Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we have a sports break for you that is going to fill your knowledge of sports history for August 15th and the players that did some great things on those days, as well as their jersey numbers. And we have a few jersey numbers we're going to be talking about today. Numbers 25, 10, 34, 2, 29, 27, and the number 23. We're going to start off back in 1905 on August 15th. The Philadelphia Athletics future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Rube Waddell no-hit the St. Louis Browns. A 2-0 score after five innings was the final for Mr. Rube Waddell. Great pitcher there from history. August 15th, 1912, New York Yankees Guy Zinn set a record by stealing home twice in one game. Can you imagine that? It's unique enough to steal home once in a game, but to do it twice, that is very much a record that I'm not sure that we'll ever see again. Now we're going to jump forward about 78 years from that. More modern times, August 15th, 1990, the Oakland A's, number 25, Mark McGwire, is the first to hit 30 home runs in each of his first four seasons in the majors. Very interesting. Mark McGwire is definitely a guy that could put the ball out of the park. August 15th, 1992, striker Brian Dean, number 10, scored both goals for Sheffield United to open a season in a 2-1 home win over Manchester United at Bramall Lane. The first of Dean's goals was the first in the European Premier League's inaugural season. So that happened back in 1992. August 15th, 1993, Nolan Ryan, who wore number 34, had his 324th and final victory in Major League Baseball. He was pitching for the Rangers that day, and the Rangers upended the Cleveland Indians 4-1 in that contest. August 15th, 1997, the Los Angeles Dodgers retired Tommy Lasorda's number 2 uniform. Of course, that was a number that he wore as a manager of the LA club. He also was a player. Lasorda pitched for the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1954 wearing the number 29, and again in 1955, he was the bearer of the number 27 jersey for the Brooklyn Dodgers. He finished his playing career in 1956 as a member of the Kansas City Athletics wearing the number 23. His managerial tenure lasted from 1976 to 1996, some 21 years, with the Dodgers, all of them were with the Dodgers, as he was a four-time manager of the year, won 2 National League pennants, and 2 World Series championships in Dodger blue. His win-loss total, as record of being a manager, was 1,599 wins and 1,439 losses. That's pretty good, especially if the World Series championships, the pennants, and 4-time manager of the year, and very outspoken. He's actually the one that came up with the saying that said he bled Dodger blue. It's very interesting. We have an article on that, the color of the Dodgers blue, and he is in that article for sure, so you can check that out on jerseydispatch.com. August 15th, 2012, the Seattle Mariners, Felix Hernandez, wearing number 34, became the 23rd pitcher to throw a perfect game in Major League Baseball. It was a 1-0 victory for the Mariners over the Tampa Bay team. So just a perfect game. Nobody got on base and no hits, and pretty much a clear sailing for Mr. Felix Hernandez, and I'm sure it took some pretty good defense by the Mariners out in the field too. Not just a one-man team out there, but they certainly help when you can't hit their balls very well. That's our sports history for this August 15th sports break. We hope you'll join us once again tomorrow for some more great information. And if you can't wait that long, well, go over to sportshistorynetwork.com. We have some things going on there. We have 27 different podcasters that are bringing you sports history of a variety of sports, variety of eras, variety of topics, with some great guests and knowledgeable people talking about some very family-friendly sports history. And it's always green there. You know, it's always something new that can be learned, and it never goes stale. You know, we're not the milk in the refrigerator. It stays really fresh here. You can also go to jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com to supplement your history needs for reading, podcasts, and videos. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. You get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.